It's time for the Power Hour of Love, starring Charboil and
El Bandito. Welcome to the fiesta.
Right now, welcome to Charboil and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love on Podunk Radio. I'm Charboil, and with me as always is
El Bandito.
How you doing today, El Bandito?
Well, you know, earlier this week we were battling with that nasty supervillain Germ Goblin, and he's got me feeling really under the weather. You know, he was sending around all that pestilence and disease, and
he seems to have gotten the worst on you, though.
Oh, I know. That's what happens when you have to get hands-on with villains and punch their faces into the ground and shove them back into the gutters which they spawn from, is that sometimes you get some of the germs and things on yourself, and then before you know it, you're coughing and sneezing and... ugh.
You know, I don't think some of our fans have seen a Germ Goblin before, so maybe we'll have to post up a photo of his mugshot.
Yeah, I think I took a selfie of me stomping his face back into a sewer. Maybe we post that up.
Oh, definitely. There was definitely lots of snot and puke and all. You know, it kind of reminds us of some other people that we know. You know, once again, we want to thank Chucky Bucks last time for joining us in the studio.
Yeah, we can certainly draw some comparisons there. Not to say that, you know, Chucky Bucks is a heinous villain, but they certainly share their similarities.
Yes, snot and vomit definitely kind of go together. But yeah, so... Everyone in Florida can sleep peacefully because, yes, the Germ Goblin is now behind bars. But unfortunately, as El Bandito said earlier, he does have some after effects, correct?
Oh, yes. So you'll have to bear with me today if I sound a little bit under the weather. But I know it tends to give you that kind of raspy, deep voice that all these sexy women seem to love. So maybe this will work out good for El Bandito.
Hey, silver lining, man. So today's topic that we're going to be covering is based on cosplay. El Bandito, this is something that, you know, kind of relates a little bit to us because, I mean, you know, we go out and we're Florida's superheroes and, you know, definitely you're a little more costumed than I am. But what do you feel about cosplay?
Oh, cosplay is fantastic. It's very much like Halloween's, you know, and it's always nice when people get to dress up, and especially when you find that perfect person that you emulate and you want to be like them, and then you can dress up like them and feel like them for a day, and it's fantastic.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's very cool to actually get in the role and look the part and act the part, which I think is kind of part of the whole thing of being in cosplay. There's so many comic conventions going around now, but I know one of our favorite events of the year is to go to the Orlando MegaCon.
That is one of the premier events, which actually originated as an anime convention, but has spawned out to encompass just all sorts of pop culture.
Oh, yeah, definitely. As far as the guests go and all the different activities that they have, it's so cool. But, you know, also the crowd themselves get into it by dressing up as their favorite heroes, villains from TV shows and comic books and sci-fi, fantasy, actually just about everything you might find. You know, you might see somebody dressed up as, like, let's say Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Yep, from Doctor Who to Doctor Doom, you'll find one of everybody.
You know, definitely just talking about cosplay in general, you know, some people go to different levels. You know, sometimes you'll see someone that's a little more basic, but you still know what they're doing. But then you'll see some of these folks that they have full body paint, colored hair, contact lenses and all that stuff like we've seen at MegaCon.
Oh, yes. And one of my favorite things is that versatility between participants, you know, because a lot of people think, oh, man, you know, I can't afford that costume. It's so nice. It's so good. But The idea behind it is to find that passion within yourself to represent the character that you love the best that you can and play that part and fill that role and emulate that person that you love. So whether you're spending $5 or $500, you know, put on your best costume and have a great time.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And, you know, like we said earlier, you know, MegaCon might be one of the biggest conventions in Florida, but there's definitely a lot of other conventions that are going on throughout the year, and we will definitely be keeping everyone posted on those as they come up and keep everyone up to date. And we hope to hear that, you know, about what cosplay you're planning on going to the next big convention.
Yes, because ultimately the Power Hour is about love and about spicing up your love life and keeping it fresh and new and exciting. And anytime you can go to a big convention like this and see all of the costumes and the cosplay, and you see people dressed up as these beautiful, iconic images from pop culture and TVs and movies and comic books and animes, then you really invigorate yourself and can oftentimes find it to be very aphrodisiacizing.
All right, well, I think it's about time for us to take our first musical break. Coming at you here is Fart Barf with Homeless in Heathrow. Homeless in Heathrow by Fart Barf. What'd you think of that one?
You know, a lot of people would think that's not exactly El Bandito's style, but I have to say, that is a really awesome track. It just has that feel of, like, new age sound that you're like, I don't even know what's making that. That's not a guitar, that's not a piano, I don't know what that is, but it sounds cool. And plus, well, you have to see the video for this one. We'll go ahead and post it up on our Facebook, because it is a super professional made video. It looks fantastic, and they have a gorgeous woman throughout the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, she is very gorgeous. And, yes, you're right, the production value on that video is so great. And it's definitely a good throw to the slasher film genre.
Oh, yes, it has some very intense scenes. It really wraps you in. And then the music just keeps you on pace. It keeps you on the edge of your seat and pumping and pumping and pumping. And you're waiting to see what's going to happen. And then I have this beautiful woman, and she's there, and you're back and forth. It's just exciting all the way around.
I'm going to give a little more info on Fart Barth here, just so we, so the listeners could definitely check them out. Fart Barth is a three-piece synth-punk band from Los Angeles, California. Fart Barth was created in 2008 and are influenced by the likes of Human League, Devo, and Black Flag. Devo is, I definitely could hear some of that in that track.
The influence, definitely, yes.
The Fart Barth released their album Dirty Power in 2014, and that's available for download on iTunes. Fart Barth has a unique live show where they perform wearing ape-like Neanderthal mask. Yeah, definitely ties in with our cosplay for today. Definitely a live show to be seen.
Yeah, sounds like one not to be missed.
They have also performed with the likes of Jello Biafra and the Dead Milkmen, both punk rock classics.
Yeah, we're going to have to find out when they're coming to Florida, because we got to check that out.
Yes, we definitely got to make that happen.
Yeah, and guess what? We'll let all of you listening know when they're coming too, so that you can check out the Neanderthal Fart Barth.
All right, yeah, so now we're going to focus on a more romantic, erotic-themed cosplay.
Yeah, because like I said earlier, it's all about the love and about spicing up your love life. So what cosplay is great for you to take your kids to MegaCon or something like this, and you know, you see all the fancy people and the clothes and the costumes, and it's a fun, family-friendly event. We want to focus more on the cosplaying that you bring into your bedroom. What are the best erotic cosplays to have?
Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty hot there, you know. And, you know, I've seen some really awesome cosplays at the conventions we've went to that, you know, I wouldn't mind joining me in the bedroom.
Oh, absolutely. I have to say, I think I chased around a Miss Marvel for about 25 minutes one year.
El Bandito, what would you say would be your favorite cosplay for sexy women to dress up in the bedroom for?
Well, what's funny is a lot of people think El Bandito, you say, oh, you're very shallow, you just like all the beautiful women. So, of course, you are probably going to want a Power Girl costume, you know, and have all the big breastises heaving and sticking out all in your face. But to me, it's all about attitude. You know, you want that cosplay that when you put it on, you embody this feral character that is dark and mysterious and wants to hurt me. I like that.
Oh, okay. So which character is it?
Oh, one of my personal favorites is Catwoman.
Oh, Catwoman. Oh, that, I got to tell you.
Yeah, she comes with the claws and the whips and the leather, and it just can't be beat.
I have to say, El Bandito, that one of my favorite renditions of Catwoman still remains with the Batman 66 show. I know it's super campy, but man, Julie Newmar, she just definitely filled
in. It's iconic,
Oh, it just filled that costume. I think like even Catwoman of today still has a few little nods to that rendition.
Yes. Yeah, that was also very good. But I have to say, if you really want to push Catwoman like to just the pinnacle of sexiness, you can't go wrong with the Arkham video game series.
Oh, yeah, that is awesome. I was going to say that I might be jumping a little onto the other side of comic book fandom, but one of my favorite girls from comics would be Rogue from the X-Men.
And again, it's all about attitude. She has that southern-ass.
Oh yeah, so yeah, she was a total Southern belle. And one thing that's wild about Rogue is that, you know, you can't touch Rogue. So it's almost like, you know, you want what you can't have.
Oh, that's an excellent point. Yes, because then you know, you get to really fulfill that role of like, oh no, you can't touch me, but I get to do all this erotic stuff with you. And that's a very psychological way of looking at it. I like that, my friend.
Oh, definitely. I would be like, all right, we're taking a trip to the Savage Land like right now. But yes, definitely Rogue would be my choice as far as dressing up. And, you know, even with the little red with the white streak and stuff, I always thought that was very cool. Which, yeah, as far as the
hair, you're talking about her hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry.
The red hair with the white streak. The red with the white streak. You think, like, hey, man, what are you talking about?
That's true. Hey, I don't know.
You put your own white streak.
Yeah, they're my... Oh man, definitely, yes. There's definitely times where I'd want to put some white streaks in Rogue, but definitely. So yeah, that's two very good choices, I think. That, you know, is. Catwoman and Rogue.
But again, we don't want to isolate it to comic books. You know, a lot of people take cosplay, and that's immediately where they go. But one of my favorites from television that I see and really drives me wild is Starbuck.
Oh, from Battlestar Galactica.
And she is fantastic. You know, again, it's all about the attitude, that strong woman who boss you around and, you know, make you do all sorts of dirty things for her.
I would say one of my favorites from television would have to be Scully from The X-Files. You know, that was always one that I was very interested in.
Oh, yeah? Is that because you like a woman to disbelieve you and give you a hard time all the time? Because that's always what she seemed like on the show to me.
That's true. She did all, yeah, she was always getting on Mulder's case and stuff. But yes.
Yeah, no matter how many aliens she actually saw or touched, she was always like, I don't believe that. That's bullshit.
No, you're right, El Bandito. She might have been quite a pain in the ass. Let's just forget Scully.
That may step on a lot of toes out there for X-Files fans, but...
How about video games?
A video game. Oh, video games is good. Now, video game girls, I have to go straight back to my childhood on this one. Go Mortal Kombat, Miss Sonya Blade.
Oh, Sonya Blade. Yeah, so that's a very, very good choice. And I would have to say Tifa from Final Fantasy VII. I know that was like back in the day where, you know, things weren't so graphic intensive, but like whenever you saw her in like the artwork and stuff, but you know, there was a lot of things going there. She was a tough girl, didn't use weapons, used her fist, and she was very big-breasted, which made her a favorite amongst most of the teenage Final Fantasy fans.
So those are some of our favorites, but we still would like to get some emails at powerhouroflove@gmail.com or hit us up on the Facebook and send us pictures or just write in your suggestion for what you think some of the best erotic cosplays are.
Definitely.
And a little bit later, we're going to have one of our favorite nerdcore artists from straight out of Tampa, Florida, Funky49, is going to call in himself, and we're going to get to talk to him about erotic cosplays, how he's doing, and what the scene is like on the West Coast.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
So stick around.
Up next, we got Action Adventure World with Comic Zone.
Hey! Are you guys ready for some Comic Zone? Let's go!
Nice.
Hey, El Bandito, what are you doing?
New York City, present day. Oh, I'm sorry, I got so into that last song, it made me want to play the Comic Zone.
Oh man, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, the classic Sega Genesis game, Comic Zone, where you're like a comic book artist, and you get sucked inside your own creation. Episode 1, Night of the Mutants.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
I got nostalgic to play this. This is like the hardest like fucking game ever. Look, my guy's just punching like crazy.
What's he saying to that chick up there?
I think he's saying, come home with me tonight because you're beautiful once.
Hey, you just picked up some shit.
I did. I picked up that woman. No, I picked up some dynamite, and I think he's trying to punch her. I don't know. Yeah. My guy's going crazy punching.
Why don't you try to grab that knife?
There we go. Okay, wait, we got it.
What's that, a beer?
I think there's some pills.
Oh, man, look
some
at that. He just drew some guy.
Oh.
Man, you're pretty good at this game, Alvin. He just blew the guy up with some dynamite.
This is basically what I do all day, is fighting crimes and things. And I stabbed that guy with a knife, too. I guess I have to punch him some more. Hold on. Punch him. Punch him. Push other buttons.
Come on, dude. You were punching just fine a few seconds ago. So, oh, there you go. So, El Bandito just beat the shit out of some orange guy.
Yeah, he's this orange mutant thing. And now, look, I have a choice. I can either go to the right or I can go down. In the background, they have the head of the Statue of Liberty, because this is obviously some messed up world. Okay, I'm going to go down.
Hey, there's another head of the Statue of Liberty.
Some barrels. I love these drums, he says.
I think you're supposed to beat them up. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, kick the shit out of him.
Take that. I am Destroyer.
Oh, look at, there's a fist. Nice. I wonder what he's going to do with that later.
Oh, I know what I would do with a fist. Oh, look, it turned me into a superhero. Whoa.
That's because you're already a superhero, Bandito. Oh, look, is that a rat in there?
It is. I think it's my pet rat. I have to save him now.
Oh, you're not supposed to eat him like in Demolition Man?
It's the carnes carates.
Come on, get him out of there. Beat the shit out of that cage.
Oh, is that what we're doing? We have to beat up this cage?
Yes,
okay, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, look. Hey, this is the tune from the song. Well, I guess this is the tune that inspired this song. Yeah.
Wait, come back here.
That was a good track, too. I really liked that track by Action Adventure World.
It was. That was an excellent track. And like I said, it got me in the spirit of wanting to play this game because it was a very jazzed up song.
It was. It was. And yeah, definitely. You definitely got to, I think you got to open up that little manhole you have there.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to pick up my rat again here. Take him with me. Don't worry. We are going to make it through.
There you go.
Down in the sewers.
Oh, you're in the sewers now. Ah, well.
Ooh, look, the sexy woman's calling me. Watch out. I'm scanning for life forms.
Uh-oh. Oh, look at those guys. They got hooks and shit. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Who's this guy? I punched him too.
Yeah, beat the shit out of that guy. You Wolverine wannabe. Well.
He's like Baraka.
Oh.
He's like Baraka de la Caca. Yeah, I remember playing this game when I was a kid, and it's just crazy, crazy hard, you know, because there's so many different choices and these little secret things in here. And you know how classic games are. Nowadays, they make games so that you play through your adventures and have a good time. And back in the day, they made these games so you had to keep pumping quarters in them, you know? So
they wanted
to die all the time.
They were big money makers back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and definitely, I mean, looking at this, it doesn't look that bad. I mean, it looks really cool. You know, it definitely has that comic book feel.
Yes, this was definitely one of the better games that came out.
And I mean, I know you said it's pretty difficult, but you're kicking ass so far.
Well, I am a natural born ass kicker, so that helps. Well, this guy's tough, though. Look, I hit him like 15 times. What's he doing? Okay, another hook guy. Cough. Now he's dead. Okay, bye. Thank you. But I was hanging from that pipe. It probably made my attack not so good.
There you go. Oh, it looks like you got a little lever up in that room right there. Oh, and the sexy woman's is back.
Yeah, she is. I don't like that crate, she says. Watch out. Okay, we'll get rid of this crate. Let's see. Right. Do we just punch the switch too? Is that what we're doing?
I think you have to get the crate and then hit the switch.
Oh. I'm just going to punch this crate.
Oh, looks like that works too.
Low-tech solutions, my friend. Yeah, okay, so that was a trap. They made me go down there and get beat up by this barrel now.
That's good. Take him out, man. Oh, what's that?
Uh-oh, I don't know. What was that?
I think this game teaches a lot of good stuff. It's just like whenever something's in your way, just beat on it.
Yeah, just punch the shit out of things.
Up more orange guys.
Oh, look, this guy asked me for...
Oh, man, you just knocked that guy through the other pages.
I did. I knocked him through a panel. Oh, he killed me with a slinky.
Oh, man. Oh, you're done, man. Oh, dead. Game over, man. The end.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
All right, we're back here on Charboy and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love. Well, that was rather interesting, El Bandito. So you liked that song enough that you just had to go and play some Comic Zone, huh?
Oh, I certainly did. You know, the song really, you know, captures the spirit of the game. You know, it uses a lot of the drops from the game and stuff. So it really gets you in the mood. It gets you thinking about it, especially if you're someone who has played the game in the past like I have.
Oh, definitely. And that's definitely the feel of Action Adventure World. Just to give you guys a little info on them, Action Adventure World is the solo project of 8-Bit Dwayne, who is more commonly known for his work with the Adventures of Dwayne and Brando. Action Adventure World hails from Flint, Michigan, and most of their songs are based on various video games from our childhood, including A Boy and His Blob, Super Mario Land, and Dr. Mario. Dwayne also was featured in a computer game released in 2011.
Nice. What do you know what game it was?
It was called Action Adventure World.
Oh, hey, that's a fitting name.
Yes, it actually starred Dwayne as well, and you got to play through, and it was actually a very difficult game, if I remember correctly.
So it lives right up to the genre he's singing about then.
Exactly. And yeah, I think I killed Dwayne at least like 100 times. Sorry about that, Dwayne. We love Dwayne. He's awesome.
It's okay. The power of the walking keeps him strong.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're
absolutely. I remember the first time I met him, and I shook hands with him. I instantly, you know, turn his hand palm up to see he has an awesome full face tattoo of Christopher Walken on his forearm.
Okay, we got to hear some Action Adventure World, and we got to listen to El Bandito play some Comic Zone. I think it's about time that we jump into the second part of this dynamic duo that is the Adventures of Dwayne and Brando, and play some amazing Brando. What do you think, El Bandito?
Let's do it.
Rock on. Here it comes.
Go around, man, I fucking love this town. Who's this fucking guy? What's that thing and why? Watch him go, this is wrong, but he knows my favorite song. Let's all play the song of storms.
That was the Zelda-inspired Song of Storms by the amazing Brando. What an awesome track.
And again, what an amazing video that had with it. Just the way it captures some of the screenshots from the game and the accordion player there, he's just my favorite. He's got some serious moves.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm not sure what that guy's doing, even back when I remember playing that game back in the day. But yes.
I'm pretty sure I know what he's doing.
Dick in a box. But yeah, definitely check out the amazing Brando Song of Storms music video on YouTube. And also, I believe it's available on Bandcamp for download. And yeah, I you know, that song was pretty rocking. I think we should listen to some more amazing Brando.
Oh, I'm always down for some more.
Let's hit it. That was the amazing Brando with Castlevania. And before that, that was his Song of Storms. The amazing Brando is also a part of the group The Adventures of Dwayne and Brando. Brando has created many video game inspired songs as well as original video game music theme soundtracks. Brando is currently working on developing a video game that will be something akin to Metroid or Castlevania. The name of the game is Animus, Before and Beyond. You can help make the game happen by supporting Brando through Patreon. We'll be sure to paste the link on our Facebook page if you want to provide some support. What'd you think of that one, El Bandito?
You know, that was my first time hearing Castlevania, and I have to say that was a very clever song. I like all the influences pulled in from different major hits.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I played a lot of Castlevania when I was younger, and it definitely has a lot of poking fun at some of the little tropes that went in the video game, such as when you break a hole in the wall and there'd be like a turkey waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah, man who eats from the walls, that's pretty funny. Clever stuff.
And, yeah, it's very clever, the whole thing.
And definitely, yeah, we have much love to the amazing Brando, and we hope to see him in Florida sometime soon. And speaking of events, El Bandito, we've come to that part of the program where we tell our fans about all the upcoming events that we have coming our way over the next few weeks.
So, yeah, what have we got on the old calendar there?
All right, first up, we've got the Treasure Coast Freak Show. This is St. Lucie County's first ever horror convention.
Oh, okay. So you said the Freak Show. I thought that was that event at my house. You know what I'm talking about. That kind of laugh lets me know that you remember that one year you came and were there for like 15 minutes and said, well, okay, I'm leaving.
Yeah, listen, when I start seeing things involving various farm animals and such, yeah, that's when I have to beat feet. Well, El Bandito, you'd probably fit right in over there at the Treasure Coast Freak Show. It's taking place at the Fenn Center in Fort Pierce on March 4th, 5th, and 6th. Featuring many vendors dealing with all things horror and pop culture related. Some of the vendors include Big Dog Comics, Kruger Collectibles, and our fellow Podunk radio show, Underground Horror Radio. The Freak Show also is featuring some guests such as actors and actresses from American Horror Story and The Walking Dead.
Nice.
Daily tickets will be $20 the day of the show or a weekend pass for $40. Then on March 18th, we've got CWE, which is Championship Wrestling Entertainment. CWE is a local wrestling organization that's been around for quite a few years now. Me and El Bandito have hit up quite a few of these events in the past, and they always prove to be a night of enjoyment and good storylines.
Oh, yeah, whether they're doing a ladder match or they're doing a coffin match, I mean, they really go all out.
Yeah, so, the CWE event is on March 18th at the Police Athletic League in Fort Pierce. Bell time's at 8 p.m., $8 in advance, and $10 at the door for general admission. Also on March 18th, we're going back down to Morbid Movies down in Lake Worth for their next in their Grindhouse series, El Bandito. They're doing Army of Darkness.
Oh, that is not to be missed, my friend.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, the cult classic directed by Sam Raimi and starring the awesome Bruce Campbell. Once again, Morbid Movies just knocks it out of the park every month, bringing back cult classics and
bringing them back to the big screen so you could see it in a full-fledged movie theater.
All right. Now, El Bandito, the next event that we're going to talk about is pretty big for the Treasure Coast.
Oh, yeah? What is that?
This is Reunite 2 on March 19th, the day right after Army of Darkness, over at the Bird's Eye in Stuart, Florida. It's featuring The Return. Now, some of these bands have not been together for almost 20 years, but The Return, for one night only, we've got Mind Like Water on Watership Down, In Like Flynn, Glad, The Allies, Exploding Horseboy, Loyal Frisbee, and Abolish.
Ooh, that is quite a lineup of bands coming back together.
Yeah, for one night only, these eight bands. You might never get a chance to see these guys again. So, I mean, it's definitely an event worth checking out. Tickets are available at Thunderdome Gaming, Big Dog Comics, and many more locations to be announced. Only $5 in advance or $7 at the door. Be sure to check out more info at www.reunitefest.com.
And the first year, I have to tell you, the production there was phenomenal. It was fantastic. They had quite a stage show. They had exquisite lighting. The sound was great. So it's definitely something worth going to go and see. You know, for only a few dollars, you're going to get to see these classic bands brought back together. And the production of the show will be second to none.
They definitely did it up big last year. And from what I hear, things are going to be even bigger this year. And we're definitely looking forward to some of these groups. I mean, like I said, some of these groups have not been together for 20 years. So to see them come back will be a real treat. So definitely don't miss that. Reunite 2, March 19th at the Bird's Eye in Stuart, Florida. Hey, El Bandito, we got a pretty cool interview coming up here with one of our favorite artists, Funky 49.
Ooh, this is one of El Bandito's favorite artists. Yeah, let's see if we can get him on the line.
R.I.P. Columbia. R.I.P. Challenger. R.I.P. Apollo 1. On the pad, last but not forgotten. What?
Blazer.
Wrapping your face off from outer space.
Blazer.
Yeah, I'm nice, so make me tell you twice.
Blazer. Black hole, white hole, mic control.
How's it going? Is this Funky 49?
Hi, is this Charboil?
This is Charboil, man. How you doing today?
What's up? Hi.
Oh, man. Things are going great over here. What's up?
CB, like CB Radio, Citizens Band.
You got it, man. Actually, one of my good friends over here, a comic book shop owner, calls me CB. So for a second there, I was talking to him. Don't mind me. But hey, man, just so you know, with me right next to me, I have one of your favorite persons in the whole wide world.
No, my God. You're kidding, right?
Oh, no, I am not kidding. I've got...
Is it?
El Bandito.
Is it really?
We have El Bandito.
Hey. El Bandito!
What's up, Senor Funky? How are you doing?
Holy shit, it's you. It's the real you.
I know, and you play so hard to get. I have to call you like 3 times.
You don't have to play hard to get for nobody, especially the women.
Oh, I don't know. I see you're a true contender, a true player, man. So I have to up my game when I talk to you.
Awesome.
No, it's not me. I mean, you're a living modern day myth. It's like, right now we are in the universe where someone has the task of being Hugh Hefner, and someone else has the task of being El Bandito.
And if we could just get these two guys together, I think we can achieve a world peace.
With you pitching it first.
Well, hey, Funky, if you don't mind, man, we got a couple interview questions for you here, and you know, we'll kind of just go down the line, and you know, just so that some of the listeners will get to know Funky 49 a little better. You cool with that?
Oh, this is my pleasure for you, gentlemen.
Oh, awesome, man. Well, here, we'll let El Bandito start it off.
Yeah, first of
all, El Bandito.
Why don't you go ahead and start us off with a brief history of Funky 49?
A brief history of Funky 49. Well, like Robin Williams, I was hatched out of an egg.
There you go.
And then I busted out, and it wasn't an egg. It was actually more like one of those ghetto blaster boom boxes.
Awesome.
So I hatched out of a boom box, and I was born not on a pool table, but I was born on a large piece of linoleum.
Okay. That's very nice. You see, that's funny. I was actually born on a waterbed, so it's very similar.
You were probably conceived on a waterbed because you're that sexy.
Oh, you know it. A waterbed on top of a shag fur carpet, too.
So Funky, when did you release your first album?
I think it was 2008 with an album currently available on the iTunes and physical media called Star Blazer.
Oh, man, we're a huge fan of Star Blazer. We actually played your track Milk and Doodoo last week on our last episode of the show.
I was so proud. Yeah, your last episode, it was the first song played.
You got it.
That's because you're the first thing that comes to mind.
The milk or the doo-doo?
Now, we do all know that there's someone else out there that currently has a song dealing with milk and doo-doo, but from what you've told me before, that, you know, you definitely gave her permission to, you know, take your epic idea and run with it, correct?
It was the two women with milk and doo-doo-oriented songs.
Oh, did they also involve a cup?
It's, well... maybe no cup, but there's an Amy Schumer joint with Amber Rose on it.
Yes.
And there's also a milk and lemonade oriented Katy Perry track.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's the one with the music video where she has a whipped cream shooting out of her boobs.
Oh, I think I've seen this video. Yes.
That's the one with Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg and very. Very Candyland porn oriented, right there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen that one, but wasn't paying much attention to the song.
El Bandito is definitely more attracted to the whipped cream shooting breastuses.
Absolutely. It's trade magnet geek, as they say.
So, Funky, what are some of your major influences with your music?
Definitely the Beastie Boys and the Beatles.
Awesome.
The Beatles, there's like so many flavors of the Beatles that'll make your head spin, mm-hmm. as they say.
Gotcha.
And then the Beastie Boys, because, I was at this 4-H summer camp in Jersey one summer, appropriately enough, and there's this dance, and I remember hearing this song, and it struck me, and it was the first song I've ever remembered having to go ask someone what that song was. So I trudged over to the DJ guy, and he handed me a cassette tape, of course, and like it was a crashing play of Beastie Boys' License to Ill.
Awesome.
And,
nice.
It was probably Brass Monkey or something, but
sure.
Between the Beatles and the Beastie Boys, those were my like early Genesis, seedlings that sprouted my garbage.
You know, you mentioned the Beatles and so many different avenues that they go. I have to say, one of my favorite things about Starblazer was how different, some of the songs are. You know, it's not, you get a lot of artists sometimes and every song just sounds the same. Well, yours go in so many different directions. It really makes it enjoyable from beginning to end.
Oh, I appreciate that. One of the things that helps that is I don't know what I'm doing.
that's all just natural talent.
There's no like wrong answer, I guess. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Well, we know as far as the Beastie Boys go, too. I believe we've seen you cover a Beastie Boys track before. I think it was over at one of the Nerdapalooza shows. You and Cy-Fried and a bunch of other
guys.
Yeah.
It was EPP and Cy-Fried.
Yeah,
like the big stage downtown Orlando. People up in the balconies,
yep.
And the people are shooting video, and like you're with Cy-Fried, and those guys turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
If you want like another a group of guys that go off in multiple directions musically, is also Cy-Fried. It's not just like the premium geek rock. There's guys go like in ska, and there's like the death metal, and like they can breeze through all the genres, and I want this and take that, and they often do it just because they're talented musicians. They're kind of unfair.
Well, we're gonna have to try to get some Cy-Fried here on the Power Hour too, and I think that would fit in great with all the different musical genres that we're digging into, and. Definitely. Are you working on anything new right now?
Well, what if we got Cy-Fried to cover the Power of Love song?
Oh, there you go. That
would be great.
That's a pretty killer idea right there.
I mean, it's already, nerd rock, because if you don't love Back to the Future, then you need a roommate or something.
Yeah, you get your nerd car revoked for that one.
Did you say your nerd car?
Totally.
Like your DeLorean?
I do not love Back to the Future. See, I had a friend who like knew the dialogue of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
He like trained and stuff. Well, I could pretty much like recite you the Back to the Future dialogue. So, I'm down.
Totally. No, I remember many an argument when I was a kid where people say, like the greatest trilogy of all time. And you're like, yeah, Back to the Future. They say, well, no, Star Wars. You say, no, Back to the Future, man.
You're about to see some serious shit.
Three is magnificent. That is electric magnificence. And if you like trains, you could lick my ass.
So, Funky, you have any upcoming shows coming around anytime soon?
If I wanted to plug a show, it'd be like there's a weekly DJ gig that my friend has at a hotel in downtown Tampa called The Loft.
Cool.
Sweet, swanky ass hotel with a modern ass look to it. And they bring local artists in, and they do like a monthly art show. And DJ that. So find us on the Twitters. To get the latest on the next art event that we're DJing.
And El Bandito has to ask, but this hotel, does it rent by the hour?
runs by the minute in my case.
What time does that usually kick off, Funky?
I think it's like usually a certain Thursday of the month at like 7.
Cool. At some point, yeah, we should definitely try to make it out there, man, and check out one of these live shows that you're DJing at.
Oh, yeah, the last one was totally awesome, off the hook. And we also DJed a guest gorilla party there.
Oh, awesome.
Well,
yeah. That's fun.
Today's topic on the show has been about erotic cosplay and about what kind of costumes that you would like to see your significant other wear in the bedroom. And I know we have seen you out and about wearing cosplays before. We've seen you personally as Hunter S. Thompson and wearing your Battlestar Galactica gear.
Guilty.
So we wanted to ask you, in your opinion, what would be the ideal cosplay that you would want to have your significant... all of your hordes of women's. We can be frank about Funky. All of his hordes of women's. Them. Yes. What would you like them dressed up as? Probably like every ex-woman, right?
Okay. For you, Bendito, I got a special story. Check this out.
Okay.
Years ago, I had this idea of, if I were to bang out some sort of character, who would it be?
Okay.
And I guess because I was kind of pragmatic, my mind went to like, well, I would want to bang some chick wearing a Tigger costume, that works at Disney World. So I'm like, this would be the coolest ever. I get to like bang out and control and dominate Tigger. And if you can dominate Tigger, then you're pretty awesome, right?
Oh, yeah. Tigger does that bouncing. That's yes. Kind of nice.
Yes.
Tigger does that bounce.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this idea of bang out, no clue how to make this happen, but to bang out like a Walt Disney World Tigger. One of my friends wound up working for Disney, and he told me some really bad news.
What's that?
Are you ready? Because of the height of the Tigger costume, like only dudes wear it.
Oh
man.
How terrible is that?
Dreams crushed right there, oh man.
Another crushed dream is a friend goes to Dragon Con every year and he takes all these mad pictures and he uploads them to a gallery, and this one year there was like this destructively deadly beautiful Baroness.
Nice.
Black hair and like the tight black your costume
with the glasses and everything. Oh,
yeah, that was like, wow. I'll join your team. Sorry, sorry, Joe.
Yeah, you may have to send us those pictures.
So G.I. Joe, such a sausage fest. You want to sign up with the Baroness?
That's awesome, man.
Oh,
so we got
a rhyme. I didn't know that.
So we got Tigger and the Baroness. Now that's awesome, man. So good, man. Hey, Funky, if you're cool with it, man, we were thinking about maybe playing a little game with you while you're on the line.
Okay.
You down for that?
Yeah. Let's do this.
All right. So the name of the game is called Funky or Fact. So pretty much
Funky or Fact.
Yes. So pretty much we're gonna read you a couple questions, and you'll pretty much just tell us if it's funky. Or if it's a fact, So if it's funky,
ooh,
it's a little, it might be a little funky, but if it's a fact, it's a fact. So, and the questions
okay,
are themed. Yeah, the questions are themed in like the sci-fi, science, stuff. So we know it's an area that a lot of stuff about.
Oh no, I don't know. You might get good.
Well, let's test your might.
All right, so El Bandito, why don't you start it off?
Okay, so question number one. Was President Eisenhower established NASA in the year 1958?
That is around there. I know that before NASA, it was called like NACA. So what year did it go from being NACA to NASA? Did we launch? No. So in 59, we've been when we launched Explorer 1. So you said, what year, 58?
58, yeah. Yes. Look, you're like an expert. You know all the facts.
Okay, yeah. If we launched the Explorer 1 in 59, I'm going to say that, yes, the year before NACA was renamed to NASA.
Awesome. That is correct.
Was that me? What was that?
So you're right. That is a fact. All right.
Oh, that's cool.
Here we go. Number two. Apollo 10 was the first manned mission to land on the moon. Funky or fact?
That'd be Apollo 11. one.
You did. You got it right.
you were correct. Yep. You got that. You got that correct. That would be a funky.
That's a funky, not a fact.
All right.
I provide the fact, and you got the funky.
Take it, El Bandito. What's next?
Okay. So number three. This is a straight sci-fi question. RoboCop was set in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And you know, I've been to Detroit, and you don't got to go back. But there was a pizza there. If you have a Detroit-style pizza, you know, somewhere in your travels, you might get you some of that Detroit pizza pie. I do endorse that. So you can see Canada from Detroit. It's across the river.
This is true. This is true. I have ventured to Detroit a few times. You know, good thing I can just kind of step right over it. So, you know, if I wanted to just pass it by really quick, you know, I could. But all right, man. So,
are you on your way to Milwaukee? Where are you going?
Well, I'm done. You know, just traveling around. You know, but all right, man.
A wanderer.
You know,
like
a wanderer.
You're like Johnny Cash. You've been everywhere, man.
I've been everywhere, man. Oh, you know it. So, all right, man. You're three out of you got three so far, man. So here's question number four. The first Terminator movie was directed by Ridley Scott.
That sounds, I don't know that one, but I'm going to say yes.
Oh, we're sorry,
oh,
Funky.
No!
That would actually be James Cameron. I know that one's a little true.
Oh, he did that one?
Yeah.
He did Terminator 2?
He also did Terminator 2. He directed the first two movies. Sorry, man. That one was a little tricky. Ridley Scott did direct a lot. He directed the Aliens.
The Aliens, yes.
Yeah. Well, he directed Alien, and then James Cameron directed Aliens.
That's what I said, Aliens.
Oh, okay. Aliens. So, yes. All right. El Bandito.
Okay. So, question number five. MIT was established in 1960.
1960. MIT? No, I have it earlier than that, right?
So what do you think? Is that funky or fact?
Oh, I think it was earlier than 60, so that smells funky to me.
You are correct. It was actually 1860, so that was a bit of a trick question for you.
1860. Oh, wow. That was around the time the Civil War started.
Yeah, yes. that was back in what they called the day.
Yeah, man. That's when, you know, the South was cool with owning black people.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was some crazy times back in there. So, question number six. Funky 49 was dubbed Nerdcore Hip Hop All Star by Wired Magazine.
Oh, wait. Yeah, totally. I think I bought a copy of his magazines with my mom.
That's awesome, man. Go ahead. Go ahead, El Bandito. What's the next question we got for Funky? He's doing awesome so far.
Yeah, you're doing great, man. Okay, so there are over 100 officially recognized constellations in the sky.
Over 100?
Yeah, that there are over 100 officially recognized constellations.
Oh, it's like over under. Well, yeah, because, like, you know, there's Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere, and a whole bunch of different kind of people, so it's got to be like crazy numbers. So I'm gonna take the over. I'm going to take the over on the constellations, and I'm going to get the under on the 49ers versus the Eagles.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Oh.
What?
There's actually...
Is that over 100?
Nope. Officially recognized, they only register 88 different constellations.
That's racist.
But it does have a nice nod to Back to the Future, so we like that.
Oh, yes.
I know. Yeah. All right. You know what? You're so tenderhearted. Like, people just know, like, the strong, silent, sexy exterior of you that's all hardcore and metal. But they don't know the cushy center side that's like Flintstone Gummy Vitamins, brought to you by Charboil and Albanese's Power Hour of Love.
We dig that, man. We dig that.
Gummy, chew up a vitamin. Swallow what your mama gives you.
You're absolutely right. I'm always trying to get people to try my creamy center.
Wow.
Question number eight. the movie Total Recall is based on the short story, or I'm sorry, the movie Total Recall is based on a short story by Stephen King.
Total Recall? You know what? I'm going to say that is a fact.
Oh, we're sorry.
Oh, wait, is it Philip K. Dick?
You got it. You got it, man. Hey, give Funky. There you go.
Yeah, you definitely get credit.
I mean, let's not disrespect Stephen King because his Dark Tower series is being made into a movie.
Yes.
A movie series.
Yes, I'm very excited for The Dark Tower.
And there are like 300 Stephen King movies, so it's hard to keep them straight sometimes.
he definitely has a lot of books and a lot of movies. But yes, definitely, I'm very excited about Dark Tower.
I saw that Shrinking Man, the one Thinner, on the internet here.
Yeah, Thinner. That was a pretty good one. I mean, it's funny how, I mean, that's like from like 1995. I mean, it's kind of wild how, like, you're right, El Bandito. A lot of movies do come out based on his work. But from what I understand, Stephen King isn't a huge fan of a lot of his movie adaptions.
Well, to me, I like it because it's not just all horror movies. You know, you have some Shawshank Redemptions and Green Miles in there, and you really get to see the versatility of him as a writer. So that's cool.
Very true. Very true.
Oh, yeah. He's Mr. May, no doubt. I hear he's a fan of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Oh, really?
Weird, right?
I think he has a house down here in Florida somewhere, too. Maybe we could get Stephen King on the Power Hour sometime.
Yeah, he's willing. Come on.
Hey, you got to set those milestones, right?
I'll send him an 8x10 of me, and then he'll want to be on.
is that your cock measurement? Don't stay on the air.
Dude, he'll probably write a horror story about you, El Bandy.
It'll just be called 8x10.
8x10.
So, headshot.
Okay, so question number 9. The book Ender's Game was released in 1985.
Oh, man, that is one of the ones where you're supposed to read it. 85 seems early, though. I want to say it's more, is it like 75?
That one was actually a fact. Yeah, it actually, I mean, that is surprising that, you know, a lot of, you know, I mean, books, you know, you always hear about in the 70s being, you know, super popular. But yeah, definitely, yeah, Ender's Game did come out in 1985.
Mm-hmm. I need to go on half.com. and go buy a copy of Ender's Game. Half.com brought to you by the Charboil and Al Bandito.
Oh, don't worry about it. We're going to autograph one and we'll send it to you.
Oh, that's awesome. Books are so cool, man. I mean, it's like original. It's the real deal, Holyfield. I don't want to read no books off a fucking tablet.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. Paper all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Paper all the way. What's up, Fahrenheit?
Okay, so we have our final question, question number 10. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready, gentlemen.
Okay, so Star Wars, the original, Episode 4, was directed by George Lucas and produced by Steven Spielberg.
Produced by Steven? Is that where they like flip-flop on each other's works to like, hey, if this movie tanks, you at least get a little bit of dough and then the... Oh. Well, Spielberg, that doesn't sound right. No, it isn't. So, no, I don't think because like Close Encounters came around the same time. Did they swap like credits? Like they swapped that snowball jizz business? Hold on. Shit!
What do you think? It's out.
You said, "Wait, what's the phrase you used?" It was directed by Lucas, and then it was blank by
produced by Steven Spielberg.
Produced though. Mm-hmm. Produced.
So all right. So would that be a funky?
I have a 50% shot.
What's that?
Right, I have a 50% shot on the facts versus funk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. trust your gut, Funky.
No, I'm gonna say yeah. I'm gonna say yes. It's true.
Oh,
sleepy swoop down again.
They actually did not collaborate together until the Indiana Jones trilogy.
Except for when they flopped each other's spit jizz. Hey,
it was the 70s.
Hey man, everyone was doing it. That's where all the TV show chips they had, and like every other episode was about angel dust.
There you go, man.
Well, Funky, you still got the majority of the questions right tonight, so You are officially the Power Hour of Love winner of the night.
Eat that.
So, of course, you win a signed copy of Ender's Game that we'll send to you. Well, Funky, thank you so much for playing the game with us tonight.
And oh, man, you guys are totally awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, definitely, man. And we'll definitely have you on again later on. And you know, as more new stuff comes out, man, be sure to send it our way. And we'll be sure to play it here on the Power Hour.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Funky. We look forward to seeing you at one of the upcoming events.
Hell yeah. We'll make bro hugs and swap sweat off each other's skin.
Like it's the 1970s?
All right, Funky, you take care, sir.
It's been good.
Husband kisses, gentlemen. Husband kisses.
Definitely. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Take care, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, a big thank you to Senor Funky 49. He is a fantastic gentleman, a very handsome and sexy man, and we are very fortunate to be able to have him on the show with us.
It's always a blast to talk to Funky, and his music's great. If you guys want to check it out, be sure to go on iTunes, Bandcamp. Just look for Funky 49. YouTube him. Yeah, he's got stuff all over the place. Check him out on Facebook. You know, hit it up. But yeah, El Bandito, it looks like it's about that time where we got to start wrapping up for today.
Before we go, we'd just like to invite everyone back for our next episode. It's going to be in 2 weeks, and our topic is going to be getting back together with significant others and spouses and that special someone that got away. So join us for that episode, and we can discuss different tips and tricks for getting back together with those that you love and you miss.
Definitely. Yep. Time to spark up that old flame. We'll be sure to check back in 2 weeks here on Podunk Radio, Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Have a good one. Yeah.
I don't understand. Things were going so great, but what happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
Listen. I was thinking we should break up or whatever.
I am breaking up with you.
Consider that a divorce.